Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Paul Mirsky, Executive Vice President and Chief Economist for the Independent Community Bankers of America. ICBA.org is their website. I encourage you to check them out, and I encourage you to do business with a local community bank. You will never regret that. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I know you do is you're based there in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, and I know that you spend a lot of time keeping up with what our wonderful Congress, not too much sarcasm there, Paul, is up to. We have a new one, don't we? 113th Congress.
That's correct. So we'll see what they'll be able to accomplish over the next 2 years. Just the other day, I was calculating how many bills were introduced in the last Congress and how many passed. There was literally almost 10,500 bills introduced in the last Congress, and about 200 of them signed into law. So it's a little less than 2% of all the legislative activity ends up in anything signed into law. And as you saw, they pretty much went from crisis to crisis, and we're voting on, you know, New Year's Day to get things done. So hopefully this new Congress can, get over some of those early hurdles on the budget and spending agreements and really focus in on getting some things done for small business.
Do you really have any confidence that that's going to happen?
You know, when you're inside the Beltway, you can only operate by having optimism and confidence.
Otherwise, you shoot yourself, right?
Yeah, this is a fresh start. You have some new players in Congress, some new chairs of various committees and ranking members, and we'll see. How well they get off on this debt ceiling issue in the beginning of the year. And
what is all of that debate about the debt, the budget, the deficits? How do you think all of that is affecting the economy and especially Main Street, where your guys and my guys are?
Right. Everyone realizes that it's not a healthy situation to be borrowing 40 cents of every dollar that the federal government spends. You can't keep up with that level of borrowing. And at some point, it becomes unsustainable, and either you have to dramatically cut spending at that point, or you have high inflation, or you have to raise taxes dramatically. And as we saw, at the end of last year, taxes going up across the board on many individuals and small businesses. So, you have to have the right balance, and you have to start now addressing the runaway spending before it becomes a crisis situation.
What are some of the things that the ICBA is focusing on I know, because you guys are part of what you do is lobbying for independent bankers. You do a lot of education and other things for the bankers, but you're also a pretty serious lobbying organization up there. What are you advocating for? Who are you meeting with, and what are you asking them to do?
Right. Well, the top priority, and you could relate to this because all businesses face this problem, is regulatory burden. Just the layers and layers of new rules and regulations.
Have you seen? I know you know this. The list of the regulations that have been sitting, waiting to be launched till after the election. The cost of those things and the number of man hours it's going to take to comply with that. Have you seen that?
Oh, I haven't seen that specific list.
Like $123 billion cost. Just the regulations that are already promulgated. and something like 13 million man hours to comply with.
Right. So these are
in the can. These aren't being debated. These are about to land on us.
Right. And one of the most highly regulated industries is the banking sector, and more
right.
rules keep coming out. And
part of those were banking issues like the Dodd-Frank, some of the Dodd-Frank elements.
Right. Well, only about a third of those rules have been put in place. You have two-thirds more rules coming into place. And as all small businesses know, and community banks are small businesses themselves, there is a high cost and on time, money, resources that the business has to put into these rules and regulations that detract from the business that you're supposed to be doing. So there's mm-hmm. a huge deadweight loss from all these regulations, and they just keep piling on like snowflakes until the roof collapses
right.
because of the weight of these regulations. So we're gonna be, and I think Congress is aware of this problem as well, and we're
right.
going to focus very strongly on getting all kinds of reg relief from unnecessary and redundant regulations, and I think that is going to help community
banks.
Do
you have any confidence that you'll be able to accomplish something like that?
You know, we had some success last Congress of rolling back some rules and regulations. Hmm. So, you know, it's just an ongoing, constant battle where new regs are coming out and you're pushing back on existing regs and the new regs. So it's an ongoing battle.
One of the things that I proposed in a recent article, Paul, was to tell our government eventually government expansion and economic expansion become mutually exclusive. You can't have both at the same time, folks. You can't keep expanding both at the same time. It just doesn't work. Right back with Paul Mirsky. He's with ICBA.org. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.